welcome to another episode of the Extraordinary Moms Podcast. I'm Jessica Dahlquist, your host, and every Tuesday I bring you a new episode where I interview a mom who shares their motherhood journey and the lessons that they've learned along the way. And on Fridays, it's my pleasure to get to chat with you about whatever is on my heart. And I'm actually going to change the title of our Friday episodes from just Friday Chats to Friday Heart to Hearts, because that's what it really is. It's me sharing my heart to your mother heart. And I know that we can definitely connect on that level. And the more that we're able to build that connection, I feel like the more we can really strengthen this community of moms, where we can cheer each other on wherever we're at, whatever our family looks like, whether you think you're an extraordinary mom or not, let me tell you, you are. Because extraordinary moms are not the moms that are doing the flashy things or the over-the-top birthday parties or the Pinterest perfect life things. No, extraordinary moms show up for their kids every day, seeking to love them and support them in the very best way possible. No one's perfect at that venture, but as long as you're trying, that makes you extraordinary. This is a hard job. It is a 24/7 job description. That is tough, and you signed up for it, so I applaud you today. And in today's episode, we are celebrating mothers because it is Mother's Day on Sunday. So I wanted to do a special episode for all you mothers out there, whatever your motherhood may look like, whether you're a new mom, whether you are an old mom, whether you're an empty nester, I want to celebrate you today. If you're not a mom, you can keep listening and you'll enjoy this episode just the same. But for all you moms out there, this one is for you. So I wanted to go ahead and start by just recognizing that Mother's Day can be a sensitive topic for people who feel like, you know, they are not the mom that they thought they were going to be. Maybe they don't have children at all and they're longing for that. But I want to recognize with sensitivity that women have a really important role to play in society. It is our job and our like divine calling to nurture the children around us. And whether it's our biological children, adopted children, nieces and nephews, the neighbor children, children at the local school, whatever, we can use our influence for good to impact the children around us. And so whether you are truly a mother in like the scientific sense or not, that doesn't matter today. We want to celebrate women who are being an example to children and teaching them about kindness and love to raise this next generation to be people of integrity and morals and people that are contributing to a better tomorrow. Whether you're a mom of healthy children celebrating every milestone, whether you are a mom of children with special needs or illnesses and you are struggling right now or adapting to a new normal, and still celebrating those milestones, but it just looks a little bit differently. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, whether you're a working mom, whether you're a work-from-home mom, whether you're a military mom or wife, whether you're a single mom, a divorced mom, a widow, whether you're an adoptive mom, a foster mom, or a mom longing for children of her own, whether you're a mom who's lost children, whether you are a mom who feels extraordinary today or a mom who sometimes feels like you're just not quite enough, happy Mother's Day. I hope that you can rest in the fact that you're doing a great job. I think it's a universal feeling that no mom ever feels like they're doing good enough. But just for this day, give yourself some grace, give yourself some love, and acknowledge all that you have around you, all that you have worked for, because you are extraordinary. You're doing extraordinary work and you're an extraordinary mom. So thanks for tuning in today. We have kind of a fun episode for you, and this is what we're going to do. I reached out to some of the husbands from either podcast listeners or past podcast episode guests, and I had them record a little audio clip where they're going to tell me what makes their wife an extraordinary mom. And so I'm going to feature those clips at the end of this episode. So stay tuned because you may be featured on today's episode as an extraordinary mom. But first, I wanted to talk to you about my own mom. And Peggy Nosty in her episode a couple weeks ago mentioned how great my mom is because she was the preschool teacher of her son. And I totally agree. And I've wanted to have my mom on the show. And while I think she would be a great guest, maybe she'll come on in the future, she thinks, oh, I don't have anything to share. And she totally does. But let me just take this opportunity for Mother's Day to acknowledge my mom and how awesome she is. So if you'll just indulge me for a minute, I want to share with you what makes my mom so extraordinary. So growing up, I had a great childhood. I'm the oldest of three kids. I have two younger brothers. They were really active in sports, and I was always really active in music and dance and theater and things like that. And so while my dad was primarily at the ball fields and things like that, my mom was driving me all over town to lessons. And a lot of times before the boys were old enough, they would, you know, come in the car as well. And they sacrificed a lot so I could pursue my passion of music. So, I mean, from the time I was 8 years old, she was driving me up a pretty good distance and paying for me to have voice lessons. And she would wait in the car and listen through the door. And she just encouraged me in that so much. And she was always willing to go to extra lengths to make sure that the opportunities were there to pursue my passions and, you know, hone my craft of singing. And, you know, it just meant so much to me that I always knew that I had her support. And no one was more excited when I started landing some great roles in theater or sang solos at some neat places. And I just always knew that my mom was my number one fan. And that goes a long way. And that is something that I've definitely wanted to show my kids. No matter what their passion is, no matter what they're into, I want them to know that I support them 100%. And I had that great role model from my mom. And another thing that stood out to me was that she was really committed to staying at home when we were young and being there for us. And we really appreciated that and that sacrifice. And I mean, now that I'm a mom, I see how hard that is and what long days they are and how tricky it is to juggle schedules and things like that. But she did it with such love and such intention. And then when I went to college, she decided that she was going to go back to college. And so as I headed off to my four-year university, she started at the community college, and she had only gone for a little bit when she was younger. And so she decided now is the time to get back into education and to start figuring out what I want to be when I grow up. So it was so cool seeing her register for these classes, to make that time to attend the classes themselves, but then to put so much effort into her homework. And one of her major hurdles was the math courses. I mean, after being out of school for, you know, 20 years, that's a big thing to go back and try and revisit either stuff that you had long forgotten or even stuff you'd never even learned in the first place. But she was so diligent in doing her homework and figuring it out and not taking shortcuts and not going easy on herself. She was committed, and she did great in those classes, and she still has nightmares where she thinks that she has one more college math class to do. She's done now, but that's a recurring nightmare for her because it was such a big deal. And to see her overcome that challenge, I just have such admiration for her. She knew that she wanted to go back and pretty quickly realized that she wanted to become a preschool teacher. And after raising us kids, she knew that she was ready for that second chapter of her life. And so after taking several years of classes and earning her AA, she had enough units to graduate and to become a preschool teacher. And now she's been a preschool teacher for over a decade. And you guys, this is literally her calling in life. And just because you might be a mom where you want to be at home with your kids right now, or you're feeling like it's not the season to pursue a certain dream or a certain profession or things like that, it doesn't mean that it will never come. Because my mom is a testament to the fact that it's never too late and there's still plenty of life left to live, you know, after your kids have grown up quite a bit. And you can go back to college if you need to, you can pursue a new career, you can get a new job. And she has been so fulfilled, and she is amazing. I mean, literally, she is the most requested preschool teacher at the school. She is so amazing. My Parker, my oldest, was able to be in her class. She teaches three-year-olds. And she just has such a heart for these kids. And not only is she so wonderful with the kids, but she's extremely, extremely amazing with the parents. And she deals with parents of children with special needs, as well as typical children. And the way that she communicates with such love and intention, she works 2 days a week at the preschool, but it's literally almost like a full-time job because every other spare minute she has almost has been, you know, researching how she can better meet the needs of a child with autism, or how she can, help this child with sensory issues and or new activities she can do with the class. I mean, she's constantly trying to come up with new ways to serve her children and serve the families. And it has been amazing to see her grow in this role and just excel. And this is truly what God put her on this earth to do, is to contribute in this way. So not only was she a wonderful mother, but now she's a wonderful preschool teacher, which is kind of like an extension of a mom. If you've ever sent your kids off to preschool for the first time, or just school in general for the first time, you're really hoping that your child's going to feel loved and comfortable because that first separation is so hard. And my mom, Mrs. Lieber, she really eases that transition and makes the parents feel so good about where they're leaving their kids. So that's just another reason why I'm so proud of her. But I just want to tell you, Mom, I love you so much. And I wouldn't be half the mom I am today without your example, without your support over the years, without your encouragement. And now you're just an amazing Grammy as well. So thank you for being truly the best mom to me and Grammy to my boys. They are so lucky to have you. And every minute we get to spend with you is just such a joy. So I love you. Happy Mother's Day. I wish I could be with you, but hope this kind of connects us from afar. I love you so much. Happy Mother's Day. And also to Pete's stepmom, Carrie. I don't know if you listen. Carrie, do you listen to the podcast? I want to say happy Mother's Day to you as well. Thank you for the example you've been to Pete and his siblings over the year and for the joy that you've brought to his dad. Okay, now I would like to feature some awesome, extraordinary moms who are going to be honored by their husbands. So whether they're podcast listeners or past guests on the show, this one is for all of you who are extraordinary moms and your husbands think you're extraordinary too. So our first tribute is to Jansen Bradshaw. Jansen was on episode 18 where we talked about reading, and she is the mastermind behind the site Everyday Reading. And her husband Bart wanted to share this Mother's Day message for her.
Hey Jessica, thanks for doing this. This is fun. Here I go. Jansen? She's got it all. She's gorgeous, fun, smart as a whip, and I'll be darned if she doesn't make the most killer brownies this side of the Mississippi. Seriously, she's an energetic young beauty with three equally energetic and pretty little daughters who want to be just like her when they grow up, maybe with a pinch of silliness from their daddy. This Mother's Day, Jansen, you deserve to finally hear it right here on this podcast. You're the mom.com, the polish on our shoes, the happy in happiness, and the glue, a very, very lovely glue, that holds our family and lives together. I love you. Our three little girls adore you, and honestly, you deserve a raise. And as a business owner, you can make that happen. Trust me, Jansen, you are an extraordinary mother. And as someone who relies heavily on all that you do, I'm tempted to say, keep up the good work. Keep being the awesome example you are to our daughters. But instead of challenging you to continue to do the impossible, which you already do on a daily basis, all I really want to say is I love you. And if you ever doubt it, just play this podcast episode back and remember what a truly extraordinary mother you are. Happy Mother's Day. Onward and upward.
All right, our next tribute is from Grant Ensign, who wanted to recognize his wife, Jill. Jill is a podcast listener. She also referred her sister, Amy, as an extraordinary mom, and she's going to be coming on an episode in June. But Jill is an extraordinary mom as well, and so let's hear from her husband about what makes her so extraordinary.
I want to wish my wife, Jill Ensign, a happy Mother's Day. She is such an incredible mother. She's so kind, thoughtful, generous, giving, and patient with our kids and with me. She gives our kids confidence in themselves. And I thought of a few examples of that. Our oldest is Jane. She's 4 years old. And just 2 days ago, Jane wanted to deliver a letter down at the mailbox, and she wanted to ride her bike. And we have one of those community mailboxes that's around the corner and not right in front of your house. It takes about 3 minutes to walk to the mailbox and back. Well, they left, and 45 minutes later came back. And I found out it was because Jane had developed some fear of making the turn on the sidewalk on her bike. And instead of pushing Jane along and doing it for her, or telling Jane to go a different way, she helped Jane to conquer that fear. And she worked with her for 45 minutes until Jane could develop that confidence in herself to be able to make that turn on her own. I don't know how many times I'll come home and find Jill and Jane sitting on the couch. Jane is learning to read, and I'll find that they're reading an 8-page book that has probably less than 50 words in it. And they'll have been sitting there for over an hour reading this book, and Jill working with her on every word to make sure that she knows what she's doing and reading. And that's just the person Jill is. She's such an amazing woman, and I'm so lucky to be able to have married her, and to have her as a wife and to watch her as a mother is what gives me so much joy. So Jill, thank you so much. Thank you for bringing joy to our home, for making it a place where we all want to be, and where you instill confidence in others and don't let them give up just because something might be too hard or too scary. So thank you. Happy Mother's Day. We love you.
Aren't these just the sweetest? Oh, I love them. I love them. So our next one is from Jackie Shakespeare's husband, Dewan. You might remember Jackie from episodes 2 and 3, where she so beautifully shared about losing her son, Mathis, at 9 months old, and about how they chose to celebrate his life. And so here is Dewan's tribute to his amazing wife, Jackie.
Now, Jackie, she is like my Winnie Cooper. I don't know if you remember the show The Wonder Years, but Winnie Cooper, every boy loved her. I had the biggest crush on her since, the 8th grade. And I didn't have the guts to ask her to be my girlfriend until the 10th grade. But every little thing she did, it just amazed me. She's an amazing person to me. Her smile, the way she just carries herself, her maturity, especially at a young age, I was just in awe with. I feel blessed to say that she's my wife every time I step in the door, through good times and bad times. When I see that she's stressed out with her day, and you know, I just look at her and just I realize how much I love her. The biggest blessing that she gave me is our family. She blessed us with 4 beautiful little men, and you know, I'm grateful for that. Her spirit's always uplifting, and she knows how to cheer you up. I love her so much for that, and I'm grateful to say that Jacqueline Shakespeare is my wife.
That's so sweet. Thanks, Dewan. And I love Winnie Cooper. Love The Wonder Years. That flowing dark hair. Oh yeah, everyone wanted to be Winnie Cooper. Next, Eric Robertson's going to speak about his wife, Allison Faulkner, of The Allison Show. And I need to point out that Eric is also the one who wrote our jingle for the Extraordinary Moms podcast. So thank you for the musical stylings of Pleasant Pictures Productions. And yeah, thanks for that theme song. I love it. It's so happy. So here's Eric's tribute to his wife, Allison.
I'm continually amazed at how good of a mother Allison is. Our kids have very different personalities, and she obviously realizes this and kind of caters things to their personalities and how they learn and how they'll react to parenting and different things. And she stays up late worrying about them, and she's such a bright spot in their lives, and I'm so lucky to have her to be, you know, the mother of my kids. My kids are obsessed with her. They ask for her all the time. And she's so fun with them and does arts and crafts and wants to take them places and loves them so much and would do anything for them. And they are very lucky kids to have Allison as their mom.
I hope you're enjoying these tributes as much as I am. It's just so touching to hear the husbands speak about their wives and the admiration they have for them. It's just so neat. Okay, so next up we have a listener tribute. This is for Kara Cosby from her husband Ryan. Kara and I are friends from our teaching days. She's a mother to all boys, just like me. She is a wonderful mother. I know that firsthand, and he totally agrees. So here's Ryan's tribute for Kara.
Hi, this is Ryan Cosby, and grateful for this opportunity to talk about my wife, Kara, and why she's so great. One of the things about Kara is that she cares about everyone's well-being. So if there's ever a time where someone's feeling any ounce of sadness or physical, emotional pain, she is going to be there and make sure that you feel better no matter what it takes. And so she doesn't allow people to experience pain at all. She'll make sure it's fixed no matter what. Another great thing about her is she settles for absolutely nothing but the best from those around her. And in particular, our boys, our three boys. If there's anything about their behavior or character that she's not happy about, she'll let them know. She's very persistent about shaping their character and making sure that nothing slides. She'll always make sure that they're doing the best that they can and that they're behaving the best that they can. And I think because of this, my boys just love and respect her more than anyone else. They just love her to death because she cares so much about them being the best that they can be. Just more of a silly side note, but she makes some of the best food. Me personally, I honestly love coming home from work, and I look forward to seeing her and eating some of her delicious food. Another thing recently for us, I've been in school again since the fall of 2014, and during that time I've been very busy in the evenings and during the weekends. And she has always been so supportive of me and has filled in for me in so many ways when I simply just don't have the time that I wish I had to help out around the household. There's been many instances where she even gets out and she'll mow the lawn for me when I'm up against a deadline at school and I need to get something finished. Just so selfless. Always willing to think about others and how she can help others. And I thought lastly here, I'd just list a couple of things, attributes about her that I think are very descriptive. She's an excellent teacher. She's a dependable friend. She gives great advice. She's good at budgeting. And honestly, I have never met anyone that doesn't just absolutely adore her. And just wanted to say thank you for this opportunity. And yes, my wife, Kara, is an absolutely extraordinary mom. Thanks.
I doubt you could listen to that without crying and laughing, the food thing. She is a really good cook. And it is just the sweetest thing that he mentioned that everybody loves Kara. And it's just so true. If I need to have her on another episode to give you the full story. She is a warrior mom. She's totally amazing. Okay, next we have John Nosty, who's going to speak about his wife, Peggy. She was on episode 31 about maternal mental health and the Blue Dot Project. Let's hear what John and their kids have to say about Peggy as a mom.
So this week I asked the kids a couple times what makes their mom so extraordinary. That was probably a little too much them to bite off and chew. But what I got was all the things that you do for them. They feel loved. They see it in all the things that you do through school and your time and getting them prepared for all their different activities and taking them around and being someone that they can talk to. If you want to see how good a parent is, you just look at their kids, and our kids are wonderful, and a lot of that is your doing. So thank you so much for being our rock and keeping everybody in the family on track, making sure we're fed, we're clothed, get to all the things that we need to get to and are ready for all of those things, but also giving all of your time. Everything that you do is about giving your time to everybody else, and we all love you for it, and hope you have a great Mother's Day.
Thanks, John, for that sweet tribute to Peggy. Next, we have my sister-in-law. My brother-in-law, Scott, is going to speak about his wife, Abby. They just had their first little girl this year, close in age to Jackson. And then she's also a wonderful stepmom to Scott's son, Lance. So let's hear about how extraordinary Abby is.
Abby would be the first to tell you that she is not extraordinary, but that's only part of why she is. Abby's extraordinary because she became an instant mom when we got married and has championed my relationship and hers with Lance throughout our relationship. She has been extraordinary in supporting my efforts to be close to Lance and to make our blended family truly unified, including a change of career of sorts to be closer to Lance. And as career changes now will take us further away from Lance, she will nevertheless continue to be, as Lance calls her, our, quote, life improver. Abby's extraordinary with our almost one-year-old daughter, Madison. We have more life changes coming up here pretty soon. And when a better offer, albeit with much less money, came that was closer to what I really wanted to do, Abby encouraged me to take it, knowing that it was what I really wanted and will be extraordinary in supporting me as I commute and essentially live apart from her and our children until our house is sold and we're able to live together again a couple hours away from where we're living now. Abby's been extraordinary in her ability to place her own desires far down the line behind the demands she gets from an infant, sometimes self-willed 10-year-old child, and notwithstanding all of that, still continues to overperform in her role as the life improver for our family.
It is no easy job stepping in as a stepmom. So when that 10-year-old then begins calling you a life improver, you know you're doing something right. Happy Mother's Day, Abby. I wasn't able to get an audio clip from this next mom's husband because he is currently deployed. But I still wanted to make sure that I recognize my dear friend Kelly Munt. Kelly is truly an extraordinary mom. She has a son, Parker's age. They were in the same preschool class, and also two younger daughters. And as her husband has been deployed for the past several months, she continues to amaze me with her perseverance, her positivity, and just her patience overall. I mean, it's no easy task being a single mother due to a deployment. And there's a lot of stress that goes on with being the head of the household. And if you're a single mom, I'm sure you can understand that. But I just want to recognize her today. I know that if her husband were here or able to record a message, he would tell you that, Kelly, you are amazing. He is able to do what he does because of what you do. He has peace of mind that you're taking such great care of the children and you are there waiting with bated breath for him to come back home safely. And we're so thankful for your whole family's sacrifice, Kelly. You're an amazing mom, and I hope you have a really special Mother's Day. All right, next up we have a tribute to Sarah Burton from her husband and her son, Miles. It's mostly from Miles, but we know that Richard concurs with everything Miles says about his awesome mom. Sarah has recently gone back to work full-time, and it's been really inspiring seeing them make that transition for their family, and she's just extraordinary. So let's hear from Richard and Miles.
So what do you love about Mommy, Miles? You have a story about Mommy?
No, but I guess something to say. She let me go to her school.
She let you go to her school?
Uh-huh.
Because you're going to go to her school?
Uh-huh.
The same school that she went to when she was a kid?
Uh-huh.
And why did you like that? Was that fun to go with her?
Uh-huh.
And do you love Mommy?
Uh-huh.
Why do you love Mommy?
Because she checked guns, because she gave, because she does fun things.
She does fun things with you?
Or she plays with me a lot.
She does? Uh-huh. Like what? What does she play with? Does she play baseball with you?
She lets me play the hard baseball bat. And she also plays cars, plays tracks with me.
Oh, that's really nice.
The end.
All right, can you say love you, Mommy?
Love you, Mommy.
So sweet. I love that reminder that it truly is the little things we do with our kids that mean the most. Taking them where we used to go to school, playing tracks with them. It's not about the big things. It's about those little moments that just bond you together with your children. Oh, thanks, Miles. That's the best. Okay, so next we're going to hear from Jake Adams. He is the husband of Morgan Adams, who's actually going to be on an episode at the end of the month. And she's going to round out our Maternal Mental Health Month, talking about her own journey and her own struggles postpartum. But Jake is just in awe of his wife. And so let's hear what he has to say about Morgan.
Morgan's a great mother because she relentlessly puts our son first. She's had a very hard year and a half ever since my son's been born, recovering from her injury. And she, even through those hard times, she just constantly has him at the forefront of her mind and trying to do whatever she can to make his life better. I can tell it's being a mom is her favorite thing to do, spending time with Cubby, going to the park and thinking of things to do that will make him happy is what she likes to spend her time on. I love watching their relationship. They are so close and they have so much fun together and think each other is so funny, and it's really great to see. Morgan, Cubby and I love you, and you're the best mom ever.
You can learn more about Morgan's journey through her motherhood experience on episode 41 coming up at the end of May. All right. Well, over the course of our book club episodes, you've gotten to know Stephanie Marston a little bit better, and she is a dear friend of mine, and I wanted to make sure that her husband got the opportunity to honor her on this Mother's Day. And unfortunately, well, fortunately for them, they're at Disneyland today, and so he wasn't able to record his tribute because he's like, we can't find a quiet place to record. Imagine that at Disneyland. But nonetheless, he made sure to text me everything he wanted to say about Stephanie and everything he thought was extraordinary about her. So I'm going to go ahead and read that now so that she feels loved and appreciated this Mother's Day. And Steph, these are your husband's words. He thinks you're amazing. So Stephanie is an extraordinary mom in how she views her relationship with her children. She is always seeking opportunities to strengthen her relationship with the kids and tries her very best not to let the stresses of life get in the way. She appreciates the fact that our time with them is limited. She wants them to have memories of the fun things we did, but she also wants them to remember how they felt when we were together. She has a remarkable understanding of their individual needs and differences and is sensitive to trying to carve out time for each and every child so they feel special and not just one of the pack. Isn't that sweet, Steph? Oh, so that's from your husband, Blake. Thanks, Blake, for sending that in, and happy Mother's Day to you. Well, guys, there are so many amazing moms all around us. And, you know, I just feel so thankful to know so many of them. As I was recording this episode, my kids asked me what I was doing, and I was telling them about all the different husbands and kids that wanted to honor their moms for Mother's Day. And they were so sweet that they wanted to do the same. So allow me to indulge myself just a little, but it's my podcast. But Parker wanted to give me a little Mother's Day message. So here we go.
I'm Parker, and I'm 6 years old, and my mom's special because she loves me, and she wants to help me when I'm sick. And we loved playing sequins together. She makes me feel special because she loves me. See you next time on Mama's Broadcast.
My name is Austin, and I love my mom because she makes me happy and makes me special and makes me cute. My favorite thing to do is play games with Mom. Happy Mother's Day. Have a good week.
So happy Mother's Day to all you extraordinary moms. Thank you so much for joining us on the podcast every week. We love having you, and I look forward to bringing you a new episode next week with another extraordinary mom. Happy Mother's Day.